You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
I'm Philip Gurevich, sitting in here today for Leonard Lopate. After a rigorous 15-month training program at the Ghetto Film School in the South Bronx, 10 aspiring young filmmakers boarded a plane to Uganda to shoot their student thesis film. Two of the students, Alma Osorio and George Velez, both 16 years old, join me here today to talk about their experience, along with Maurice Marable, a director and filmmaker who accompanied the students to Uganda. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hello.
So tell me a little bit about what is the Ghetto Film School for everybody to know. Maybe, Maurice, you're making a film about it, and I thought maybe you could set it up for a second, then we can find out what it's like to be there.
Actually, this is my first year dealing with the Ghetto Film School, so I actually think that George or Alma would be better to say what it is.
Tell us about it.
Well, the Ghetto Film School is a 15-month program. It starts in the summer, and it's broken up into three groups. The first one is a summer component, and then throughout the school year, and then it ends in the thesis program. But the first part is called Ghetto Film 101, where you go over like the basis of film, and then the next component is called Industry 101, where you learn about things you can do after in college and things involving the industry, and then the thesis program where we go overseas and work together on a project.
And you just both got back on, am I right, on Tuesday from Uganda?
Last Thursday.
A week ago today.
Yeah, exactly a week.
How long were you there?
Well, the whole travel time was like about 10 days, so travel and the trip, it'd be, I'd say 7 days, right?
Yeah, about
7 days.
Had you been to Africa or outside the country before?
No.
No, neither have I.
Tell me about the film that you were making there.
Well, the film we made was, the title is called Live Joseph. It's a short film, and it's a narrative. It's not a documentary, as many people think for some strange reason. Alma, anything else?
Well, the script is, it was written by one of the fellows, one of the students at Ghetto Film School, and it's actually about this man who gets bitten by a snake and he finds out he's going to die in 24 hours. And he takes that last day to do the things that he's never done in the rest of his life. So it's about 15 minutes long, and it's something that we worked on as a group. It's completely by the fellows and created by the fellows.
But it's cast in Uganda? The actors are Ugandan, or it's entirely also acted by your classmates?
No, we had a casting call in Uganda, and like a CD was sent here so that I could watch the casting, and I chose the actors, and then when we got there, they were ready for us.
So it's fast. You get there and you have basically a few days to rehearse and get everything going. And
we had 1 day to rehearse. Yeah. We got there, and the very next day we started rehearsal, and then the day after that we started filming right away.
How'd it go?
None of us have that much experience, so it was very difficult because we were learning as we went along. It's my first time directing something this big, and his first time being a DP. So it was a learning experience, but I think it went really well. All of us working together.
How big is the cast?
There's one main character that's like in every scene, but there were about four characters, I think.
Mm-hmm. And what were the conditions like in Uganda? Tell me, where were you? We were not in Kampala.
We were in Kampala, which is the capital. Shooting was very hectic because, time was always against us, and it was always very, like, under conditions, like, we would be shooting outside at 12, and the sun would be beaming down on us, and it would just cause, like, very harsh conditions for us, so that's about it.
I'm Philip Gurevich. I'm sitting in today for Leonard Lopate. I'm speaking with George Velez and Alma Osorio and Maurice Marable about their experience from the Ghetto Film School in the South Bronx and working then, making their first feature film in Uganda in the last couple of weeks. Tell me, how did you get involved with this program? How do you get selected? How do you, at the age, if you're now 16, of the age of, I assume, 14 or 15, find yourself suddenly in a program where you're having this intensive career training?
Well, it's all about the passion. I think that's how you do well in the program, when you realize that this is something that you want to do and you take advantage of all the resources they give you. But the way it works is it's open to students ages 14 to 21, and you have to submit two short stories, and after that there's another round where they they select those students based on the stories, and then you come in for an interview, and then you're selected from there. They choose about 20 students every year, and that's just how it works. But you know, the way you get the most of it is when you work at it. You know, you have to be into it, and you have to know that this is something you want to do, and that's how it works for you.
And you're doing this at the same time, I assume, as you're going to regular high school program?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Well, you just got to... What's great about, you know, being part of this program, being part of school, is that you got to know, I guess, your schedule. So you just have to plan and, you know, successfully, you know, try to balance it. So that's how that works.
So, I mean, how many hours a week is it? How many hours a month? I think it'd be interesting to know for people how you actually become a filmmaker by the age of 16, where you can go to a foreign country and direct a film. That's pretty exciting.
First is Ghetto Film 101, which is a summer program. We meet 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday, from early July to late August. I think September, you know, maybe early September, like right before school. And then we take a break. Then we start Industry 101, which we meet once a week every Saturday from 10 to 5. So it's just like school. It's just like school hours on Saturday. And then we just train, you know, in parts of the industry, and as well as preparing for the trip. So that would be the hours.
Yeah, but that's mostly like the official hours. But usually there's a lot of things that go on during the week too that aren't necessarily like mandatory, but like different screenings or like Q&As we could go to also. And so sometimes it takes up most of the week sometimes. But it's like you said before, it's a balance. You know, you sort out your priorities, what's important to you.
And tell me, what the school's called the Ghetto Film School. What do you think of the name? Why is it called Ghetto? And how do you feel about that?
Well, it's supposed to be, like, ironic, you know, like, you would think it's in the South Bronx, so it has to be, like, this ghetto thing where they don't have that much equipment and the kids aren't that serious, but it's actually, like, it's like a joke to other, it's a joke on everyone who reads it, really, because it's not ghetto at all, and everyone's real passionate about it, and it's very professional, and the kids that have been in this program have gone on to good colleges and everything, so it's like it's a turn, you know, it's not really ghetto.
It's anything but.
Yeah. I gather there are a lot of Hollywood directors, professional film directors, people who are coming around through and participate in the program a lot. Did you have a lot of exposure to people who have actually made major feature films while you're in this program in these 15 months?
Well,
we have, yeah. Mm-hmm. Jim Jarmusch, mm-hmm. David O. Russell. We've had, we also met Marinier. We mm-hmm. You know, had Q&As with them, talked to them about their process in filmmaking.
And how did you come to choose or be chosen to go to Uganda?
Well, we...
I mean, why Uganda?
Well, that wasn't our choice. You know, that was something that the staff had chosen on. But, like, as far as who went, there were 14 of us in the group, and the writer was chosen based on, you know, voting for the best script. That's how the writer was selected. And then the writer and the staff listen to pitches for the rest of for the director, actually. They listen to pitches, you know, to choose a director. And then I was chosen, and then me and the rest of the staff listen to pitches for everyone else to fill in other crew positions. And then nine students were chosen to go, and that's how it worked.
What was the most sort of surprising, unexpected aspect of working in this completely different place, of being there, of working with actors who come from a different culture, of working with a script that you'd only previously seen on paper and suddenly having to realize it?
The most surprising thing was just that it was happening so quickly. You know, like we had to like improvise a lot. Like we had to adjust a lot with the spaces because we had never really seen these places that we were going to be working in. We didn't know the actors. So it was just a lot like working quickly and on the spot and just trying to get it done and remembering the goal.
Yeah, we literally had, like, 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, on a regular film set, you know, 5 days, you basically fill a coffee cup, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just not even, that's not nearly enough time. So, I mean, that's probably, like, the most surprising part. Like, at first I didn't think we were going to get it done. But after the first day, I was, you know, I was sure that, okay, we can actually get this done.
And how long is the actual film to be?
17 minutes, I believe.
Yeah,
so 24 hours of a man's life in 17 minutes?
Well, yeah. It can be done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a lot of editing to do?
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're working on. Well, we haven't started, but we're going to be working on that for the rest of the summer, editing and other, like, corrections, color corrections, that sort of thing.
And did you find that the actors, how did they feel about working with 16-year-old directors? Did that ever become an issue? Did they respond really well? Was there a kind of connection there?
As far as I know, they loved us.
Yeah, they were really nice, and I think, you know, they were impressed with our work, and so I was happy about that, because that's always been my biggest fear, working with people who are older than me. Maybe they wouldn't trust me very much, but a lot of them were, I mean, all of them, every single one of them were really nice and respectful, even despite my age.
And were they good actors?
Yeah, we got some really talented people. I was really happy with the people I chose. They did a great job.
And did you have live snakes?
No.
Maisha, the company that sort of hosted Ghetto Film School while we were there, said that we could not have any snakes. They said no live animals. So the best we could do was improvise.
Yeah, we went to like a prop shop, and our art director, she got us a snake, and a fake snake, and we worked with
a fake snake.
Yeah.
So you have that, basically the snake bite happens off camera.
Right. Yeah.
And what about the main actor? Is he mostly on camera for these full 17 minutes then?
Yeah, he's in every scene. It's cuz it's following his last 24 hours, so it's showing everything that he's doing in the past time. So, yeah, he's in all of it.
Tell me, you were doing the director of photography, George. What kind of conditions were there that were in some way different about working in Uganda? I mean, was the light completely unexpected? How do you adapt that quickly to something?
Oh, yeah. Especially, I think the exterior scenes were probably, you know, if not the most challenging, because especially one scene where we were shooting outside for, I think we were about, what is it, 4 hours? The market scene.
We were there for like four hours.
And they said that, I don't know, there was fear of rain, so the clouds would pass and then the sun would come out, and then it was constantly trying to adapt, you know, and keep the lighting consistent. So that was very challenging, and I guess we just had to, you know, roll with the punches and just keep everything moving, and, you know, we just had to adapt on the spot, so. And, yeah.
I'm Philip Gurevich. I'm speaking with George Velez and Alma Osorio and with Maurice Marable of the Ghetto Film School. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I'm Philip Gurevich, sitting in today for Leonard Lopate. This is WNYC and WNYC.org. And Maurice Marable, mm-hmm. Tell me, you're in the process of making a documentary film yourself about the Ghetto Film School and the making of these films.
Correct.
You were in Uganda with George and Alma. Tell me how you got interested in this, how'd you get involved in this? And
I think I got involved about a year and a half ago. George, was about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago when you first met me? About 2 years ago. I mainly do commercials. I'm mainly a commercial filmmaker. And I got a call from an advertising agency to come speak to a group called the Ghetto Film School. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, the Ghetto Film School, what is this? What is that? And I went to speak to these kids, and I realized how jaded I had become as a filmmaker. And because all these kids had questions, and they just had such passion in their eyes. And it just kind of changed my life at that moment. And I think from that moment on, I just been involved with them, acting as a mentor, and you know, whenever they need something, I'm hopefully there to help them. So that's how I got involved. And then as far as the doc goes, I was just so impressed with the fact that this organization would actually take these kids every year to a different country to shoot a thesis project. I had never heard of that before. And Joe Hall, who started the program, I'd asked him, had he ever documented this before? And he said no. You know, we just sat down and talked about it, and I said, I want to document it. But it took a minute. It took a minute for the kids, I think, to trust me 100% with cameras all the time.
How did this idea of making the thesis film overseas come about? Because it seems like such a jump that throws so many new factors into the mix, right? You've been preparing, you've been trying to learn how to make films, you've been doing all these things, and then suddenly you're put into a place that's completely different.
Yeah, and I think that's a part of the philosophy there, that, you know, that the film business isn't a cookie cutter industry for the how can I say, it takes a lot of willpower, takes a lot of strength, and and a lot of passion. I think the idea of taking kids out of their normal environment and putting them in a very foreign environment, it's almost like jumping in the water and see if you can swim. And I think it's the ultimate test for them, to be quite honest. You know, working with actors who not necessarily are great at the language, but making a universal story. So I think that's what makes it special.
And tell me, what was your role in Uganda? I mean, you're as they're getting off the plane, you're rolling film. As they're trying to take their first shots, you're taking your shots?
Exactly. I think I was, what did George call me? Every time I would show up, he'd call me Big Brother's watching, you know. And I think the toughest thing for my crew was that these kids had a tough schedule. And so our schedule was we always had to be ready to shoot them an hour before and an hour after they went to bed. So it was nonstop.
So, George, what was that like? I mean, you're trying to make a film, and all at the same time you're trying to be in a film?
Yeah, I'm trying to make a film, and this guy is just documenting me, and he's in my way when I'm getting a shot. And it's crazy. It's, I keep trying to, when the camera's on, you got to just pretend it's not there and just sort of, I mean, the purpose of the documentary is document you being you. And, you know, it's hard it sounds easy, but when the camera comes around, you got to sort of just, like, tell yourself, you got to be yourself, not try to be someone else just because the camera's there, because that's defeats the purpose of the documentary. So that's the most, I think that was really challenging for me, just to
Was it distracting?
At first, but, you know, then, you know, Maurice is a cool guy, so, you know, you just talk to Maurice, and then you talk to the crew, and, you know, they were all there with us, joking with us, so it was just, you know, oh, there goes Maurice after a while.
Who was a bigger crew, your crew or his crew?
It was our crew. Mm-hmm. I think you had five guys. Yeah, he just had five guys documenting us.
And Maurice, were you the only on-site sort of faculty or supervisor person, or were you entirely in your filmmaker role and there was somebody else there for the school?
Right. No, there were three other people there for the school, and they can tell you more about those people. And I was just strictly there as a filmmaker, but, again, being involved with them for the last year or so, you know, if they needed anything, they could just come to me.
So, Alma, when you're there as the director, are you just totally in charge, or are there people that you can also refer to and seek help from or advice from as you're working, or are you just the boss, like on a film set?
Well, it was a little bit of both, though, but I definitely, like, you know, since it was the first time doing this and stuff, I had a lot of questions, and I would refer to the staff if I had any concerns about something. But, like, as far as, you know, like, creative decisions and everything, it was my choice. But I was, you know, I was still one of the students, you know, so it wasn't like I was taking control of the whole, like, the whole trip, you know. Just as far as the film, though, it was my decision, and it took a little getting used to that, you know, having the control. But I got used to it, I guess.
I'm Philip Gurevich, and for Leonard Lopate, I'm talking to Alma Osorio and George Velez and Maurice Marable about the Ghetto Film School and about their studies and trip to Uganda. We have later in the program, I'll be speaking about a film set that's been built in the Mojave Desert, a billion-dollar simulation of Iraq and a mock Iraqi village there. And I'll also be speaking with Joseph O'Neill, the author of Netherland. Maurice, when you're there in Uganda and you're working, filming these kids, what is it that's sort of jumping out at you about watching their experience and the way that they're working? What is it that you're most, in a sense, singling out and focusing on and finding distinctive?
You know, it was, you know, we all have preconceived notions of how kids are going to react in a situation like this, you know. In the very beginning, you know, when you watched them as a team, when they got there, it all seemed like almost perfect, like they were going to make this perfect film and everything's perfect. And then you watch it break down and you watch them learn their lessons. And I think for me, one of the toughest things for me to watch it was when they looked like they were about to make mistakes and I couldn't help it. And I just had to watch them go through the process of learning to become filmmakers. And then, what was the question? I totally.
Well, what I'm really asking is when you're watching them, what jumps out? I mean, you're trying to figure out how to make out of their making of a film. Yeah. I assume a story.
I think it was their maturity. I mean, they're both of these kids are 16 years old, and I think one of the things that really shocked me was because I can hear every conversation because they were mic'd, is how confident and how mature they were about the process. I mean, you know, and I'm not trying to blow smoke, but, you know, I know filmmakers who are 35, 40, 45 years old, and I just felt that they had a real handle on what they wanted. Again, they were learning, but they were very mature about it and very strong about it. Alma was very strong as a director.
And as you're following them, are you following this particular film and Alma and her crew in particular? Or are you looking at all other groups of the students from this from the film school and where they've gone on to?
No, it's really this particular class. And, you know, it's you know there were 10 kids who went, 10 young filmmakers, and so it's about 10 stories. And I think what's important is that each kid, each young filmmaker has their own story to tell. And that's what this documentary is about. Hopefully, you know, one of the reasons why we did this was to inspire other young kids to become filmmakers.
Alma, when you go out there, you have the script, you have the story. Is the movie that you made the movie you thought you'd make? Or were you suddenly confronted with all the moving pieces, actors, Ugandan setting, all these things, making a movie that changed for you? What surprised you?
Well, it just, like I mentioned before, it was just a lot of, like, thinking on the spot. Like, we were very prepared, like, as far as, like, shots and what we wanted to get on camera, but once we actually got there and we saw where we were going to be and we got to talk with the actors, you know, things change and we had to adjust just, like, on the spot. And, you know, I'm happy with what we have. I'm very happy with how the film turned out, but nothing, you know, nothing ever turns out the way you expected it to be. And so this project didn't go exactly how I expected it, but it turned out well anyway, you know. So it's different, it's not in a bad way, it's reality now, you know. It's not just my imagination.
And when you first applied to and enrolled in the Ghetto Film School, did you have this idea that you wanted to be a director, or that you kind of wanted to check out film and see what it was like? Did you know that this is where you wanted to be, and how did that come about?
Yeah, I wanted to be a director and a writer, and that's most people's dream when they get into film. And because that's my thing. I mean, I like being in charge. I like, you know, being a leader and stuff. So that's definitely something I was pursuing. But I mean, now that I've actually got to do it, I realize what the job really requires, and you know, it changes how you look at it. You know, not that I don't want to be a director now, but there are other jobs that I could, you know, be good at also. So there are other opportunities. It's not just about being a director.
The school was founded in 2000, is that correct?
Right.
And so at this point, what have students who graduated ahead of you, what have the previous classes of fellows gone on to do? Most of them, I assume, have gone on to school or into the business?
Yeah, and most of them, I believe, are in college and gone to different universities. And there's also another sort of a program in GFS for the fellows called Digital Bodega. It's a production company that other people hire the students to create different projects for them and that sort of thing. And it's only available for the alumni. So that's something that that's most of the alumni go on to besides school. Yeah.
Are you now in touch with anybody that you met in Uganda? Do you communicate with them? Are you?
No, I would. I mean, I have you know, contact information, but not at the moment. You know.
Yeah.
But I would, you know, I would keep in contact because we had a lot of fun with the people back there.
And Maurice, when you were there, did you also talk to the Ugandans who were in the film and
yes.
what their experience was like?
Mm-hmm.
What was that like? What were they saying?
They were impressed. They were just impressed with the fact that, you know, they were impressed with the fact that in America that, you know, you get to, as a kid at 16, well, young filmmakers at 16 get to do something like this, that they don't get those kind of opportunities there. So that's what was most impressive to them. And they just thought that they were really professional and really mature.
Well, it's great to have you all here. I'm Philip Gurevich. I'm in for Leonard Lopate. I've been speaking today with George Velez, Alma Osorio, and Maurice Marable about their work with the Ghetto Film School and the film that they just shot, or the two films that they're shooting, the student film and Maurice's documentary about the students making films in Uganda. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.